in terms of Ecuadorian politics, you know, they're now on their third vice president. You know, their first vice president was thrown in jail right away. And the case is a joke. I'm going to publish an interview soon about that. The case against him was ridiculous. It's not only is it there's real evidence against it, but just the violations of due process and that took place are just ridiculous. And now they had a second vice president, another basically turncoat like Moreno, but now she's out of favor, and she was accused of being corrupt, and now she's just Moreno immediately threw her under the bus, made it obvious that he wasn't going to say a word in her defense. So now they have another guy from who's an economist. He's not even part of Moreno's party, who he appointed. It looks like he was appointed basically to. DeSantis, he's a businessman. Just like again, he's the usual power brokers are being put in place. And the speculation is, I mean, some people speculate that Moreno will resign and just leave this guy in charge of it. But I don't know if that's true. So it's hard to make predictions, but it does seem, you know, if you're in the third vice president already in a year and a half, it does echo back to that period I spoke about earlier when you know Ecuador had at least seven presidents in 10 years, depending how you do the count. So you're getting into this free for all again, where the media again plays a huge role in making and unmaking people because they have carte blanche. Which in the media is corporate power. You know, when you say the media, that is they're a branch of corporate power, a very important one, and they can make and unmake people's reputations in no time, especially when they're not challenged. And Moreno made it clear immediately that he was not going to challenge corporate power in the media at all, anywhere else. So who knows? It looks like they're going back to a period of instability, of might makes right, and whoever is in favor of the media at any point in time has the upper hand to do what they want. So it's a dangerous situation. You know, like I said, there's elements of the left who are also starting to turn on Moreno because, you know, they sided with the right, but eventually that becomes embarrassing to them, so then they have to, you know, go against them, even though they, you know, it was obvious that they should never have been with them ever.